Hey, I'm doing great. Good morning, TJ.
It's good to have you in. And of course, September is always a special time of year at Dahl Automotive with the Lubathon going on. Just give us a quick refresher before we get into what's different about it this year. What is a Lubathon? When did it start? Why did it start? Just sort of give us that background info.
Yeah, so we're in 12 years of our annual Lubathon. And, you know, one of our core values at Dahl Automotive is giving back to the communities that we do business. It's really core to who we are. We've been fortunate to be in business over 100 years, and that's been something that's passed on from generation to generation. Just really important that, we meet community need when there is some. And this year in particular with the pandemic, there's a lot of need in our communities. And so the Lubathon is our annual event where our team and our community and all of our partners rally together to help raise some money for a charity. And it's the Family and Children Centers who we partner with. Typically, this is a one-day event. We do it on a Saturday at all of our dealerships, Wisconsin and here in Winona. And what we do is we change oil for free. So our lube techs, the entire team, they actually donate and volunteer their time, so they're not paid that day. And then we get our partners, our oil partners, and our oil or our parts partners on the oil filters, they donate all of those things so we can. And then we ask just for a minimum donation from our guest of $10 for that oil change. And so and we get to raise a bunch of money, come together and lift up a local organization.
Yeah. And so this is going on now all throughout September this year, right? That's a big change.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah. With COVID, you know, we didn't think it was super safe to have a one day event with that many people on the campus up here on Highway 61. We decided, hey, let's do it the entire month. Let's pivot and let's do something a little bit different. And so how we're doing it this year is that we are offering a $5 off all of our oil change services for the entire month. And we're donating that $5 for every single oil change we do all month to the Family and Children's Center. We're also asking, the guests when they're coming in, if they also want to donate $5 so we can make that $10 donations to FCC. And I'll tell you, it's been amazing. And Winona is just such an amazing community, the way that this community rallies behind good causes. And we've had a lot of interest from the community while they're getting the oil change to also donate that $5.
Yeah, that's so great. And the collaboration, which is something I didn't really realize. I mean, you mentioned it. It's the oil partners. It's the parts partners. It's all the employees here in Winona and down in the La Crosse area as well.
Yeah,
it's just a wonderful show of unity, really.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, our partners, you know, we rely heavily on our partners for a good business. And, you know, locally, we got MPE, Motor Parts and Equipment. They came alongside us with this year, and it's awesome. And so, yeah, it really makes a difference. And then our team, you know, they get to rally behind it. And, FCC, you know, serves this community, serves families in need in this community. And this year in particular with COVID, you know, unfortunately, just some of the mental illness and some of the family issues that are happening because of the isolation and some of the things that COVID has done, it's just super important that, you know, our nonprofits continue to get the support, especially Family and Children's Center. All the proceeds this year benefit their child abuse prevention program. And that's one thing that they have seen a spike in just because of the pandemic. So, yeah, we're just happy to partner. FCC's been a great, community nonprofit serving the Winona community for so long. And so we're just really excited.
Andrew Dahl, president of Dahl Automotive, joining us this morning on In the Know. And yeah, I want to ask you a little more about Family Children's Center. How long have they been a partner, and how did they sort of get on your guys' radar here?
Yeah, well, FCC is a 100-year-old organization also. They've been around forever. And so, we wanted to make sure that we partnered with a organization where they're meeting real community need. Our family and our team has been blessed to have a great business and serve Winona now for 10 plus years. And so, partnering with FCC was an easy connection because they're really making an impact in families and especially in kids in our community where there's not a lot of resources. And so FCC kind of steps into that void and is able to really make some meaningful impact to family and kids.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, of course, that their services are needed now more than ever. But at the same time, it's nice to know that a group like that exists in the community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and they're a really well-run organization too, so which is also important.
So I want to ask you, just sort of, as you mentioned, the 12th year of the Lubathon and Dahl over its 100-year history, it sounds like it's been very malleable in terms of its charity and adjusting to what's needed. Was this sort of part of the reasoning for partnering with FCC, especially this year, knowing all the sort of downsides of the isolation with the children and everything else? Mm-hmm. Has that sort of been the goal of the Lubathon throughout its time, which is to adjust to what the community needs right now?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that that's part of the entrepreneurial spirit of our business. You know, auto dealers are entrepreneurial in spirit. And so we look at our business and we have evolved and changed. And certainly we've had to evolve and change this year on how we do our business and how we best serve our guests. And so we also evolve with who we partner with and what the community need is. And so FCC is a good one. They've really been able to pivot in new ways to be able to meet community during the pandemic. And so that's why it's such a good partnership, because we're really aligned in that way.
Andrew Dahl, president of Dahl Automotive, with us. I want to touch on something you just mentioned there, Andrew, in terms of you guys having to adjust. And when I think car dealerships, we had one in my family for years, actually, and then not anymore. But, you know, you think test drives, you think, you know, looking into tight spaces, you know, people coming in and out of vehicles, whether it be service vehicles or other popular ones. What's that been like, and how have you guys sort of done your best to make folks feel safe during the shopping experience? Because so much of cars, right, is being there in person and looking at it, touching it, and all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we, you know, our family's been like, you know, five generations. And so we've seen a lot in our time, you know, world wars and national disasters and oil embargoes and, you know, terrorist attacks, all those different things. We've had to shift the way that we do business. And we did that right out of the get-go. You know, we were fortunately set up really well in terms of online buying already. Mm. We've got a very robust, you know, appointment process. And so we just shifted that to just online and remote test drives. We made sure that from a safety standpoint, you know, between the masked up and our showrooms and our guest lounges, and making sure we've got social distancing and we've got barriers up between our guests and our team, just to make sure they're safe. But then also the disinfecting. So, you know, every vehicle at the automotive, before a test drive or when your vehicle is being redelivered to you after getting service, is completely disinfected. And so we follow the CDC guidelines there. So just to make sure the community is safe doing business with us. And then we've shipped a lot online. You know, you can get a lot of information on our vehicles, new and used. We've got lot of pictures and very detailed descriptions. And then our team, you just call in or inquire via the internet, our website. We get back to you very timely, and we can do the majority of the interaction completely online. Mm. And we'll even deliver the vehicle to your house.
And I think it's worth pointing out that, I mean, car dealerships and especially the repair side of it, that's essential, right? I mean, if you got first responders and absolutely some of the other workers that couldn't quite shut down and they have car troubles, that's a big problem. So you guys had to adjust really quickly. You couldn't close and kind of let things settle down, right?
Yeah. Our mission statement at Dahl Automotive is keep people moving. And it mattered more than ever, you know, with the pandemic, to keep our first responders moving, to get our health workers to work safely. And so we're fortunate to be essential. And we took that very serious to make sure that, you know, our community keeps moving through this.
Is there anything, you mentioned sort of the adjustments you guys made from the business side. Is there anything that once we get out of this that you could see sort of sticking around with your dealership and perhaps even the car dealership business as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. I think that this shift to more of the transaction for buying a car moving online is going to stay. And so, and that's great. I mean, we're happy to help the community from that perspective. And we're set up to do that, where you can really buy and set up your financing, everything online and over the phone with us. So I do see that changing for the long term. You know, I think that the interaction on with our team is still going to be there in terms of, I mean, it is an emotional purchase. It's a big purchase when you're buying a newer used vehicle. And so you want to make sure that you're working with somebody that you can trust for the long term. And so that one-on-one interaction, I think, will always be the case. I mean, still coming into the showroom, still coming into service once in a while. You know, it's still that interaction is going to be still really important.
Andrew Dahl, president of Dahl Automotive, with us. Let's circle back to the Lubathon, Andrew. Obviously, a lot of great stuff. It's happening this month. If people want to learn more about it, what's a good place to go?
Yeah, so DahlAuto.com, our website. We've got a landing page just for the Lubathon, a little bit more information about that, how to support Family and Children's Center through that program. Also, our social media. We've got Instagram, our Facebook pages for Chevy and for Toyota. All the information is there. Also, our YouTube channel. So, yeah, just go out and check it out and come. And please come out, you know, help us support Family and Children's Center during this important time.
Yeah, it's a great event for a great cause. And this year, it's all month long. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, my pleasure, TJ. Thank you.